I want to tell you about three very important women in sports. Billie Jean King is one of the most memorable female athletes, but even more than that, one of the most memorable people of the 20th century in America. And she was not just a female tennis player, but she was a social change agent. And just as an example, in the 60s, there was no professional tennis tour for women, only for men. So Billie Jean got together with a bunch of other women, and each of them signed a contract for $1 to start a professional women's tennis tour. She was banned, as were the other players, from official amateur tennis tournaments. But Billie didn't let that bother her. She really just stood her ground.
I love tennis very much. I wanted it to change ever since I started in the sport. I thought it was just for the rich and just for the white. And ever since that day when I was 11 years old and I wasn't allowed in a photo because I wasn't wearing a tennis skirt, I knew then that I wanted to change the sport.
The Women's Tennis Tour now, the WTA Tour, which she founded, is now the largest women's professional tour in the world. But even more than that, in the early 70s, in 1973, when she played Bobby Riggs in what became known as the Battle of the Sexes, everyone thought that Billie would collapse under the pressure of having to play a man. Not only did she beat him in the match, but she was able to use that match as a platform to say it was not about tennis, but it was really about social change.
I did beat him, and the fallacy that any man can beat any woman has gone out the door.
Every woman in America went out and asked their boss for a raise the next day. No less important to the history of women in sports in the U.S. is Wilma Rudolph. When she was growing up, she actually probably never thought she'd become an athlete because she suffered from polio as a young child and overcame that. And that actually is something that a lot of people do know about Wilma. She competed in track and field as a sprinter, which is the most glamorous event. But more importantly, Wilma really was the very first woman of color who became famous as a female athlete. She was competing during the time in the 50s and the 60s when there really were not very many opportunities for any women to compete, but much fewer number of opportunities for women of color to compete.
I have not torn down all of the personal barriers yet. Black women are still at the bottom of the totem pole in athletics. We have to work 10 times harder. And to work 10 times harder and still not be able to do the things that you really want to do, sometimes it's quite upsetting. And I have not given up.
She was an athlete who, even on a world stage, demonstrated that American women athletes were strong and competitive. And she had the good fortune to be competing at a time of the Cold War, when everyone was very interested in whether or not Americans were better or Russians were better. And she became a hero in America because she, on many occasions, defeated the Russians in track and field. And I want to mention one other person, Babe Diedrichsen-Zaharias, who competed at a much earlier time than Billie Jean King or Wilma Rudolph. Not only was Babe a track and field athlete, a baseball player, a basketball player, but she actually competed with men, as well as competing in the Olympic Games, as well as becoming one of the founders of the Ladies Professional Golf Association. And she was probably the best self-promoter of any female athlete. And unfortunately, she died in the midst of her professional career, so she probably would have even gone on to greater heights. All three of these women were incredibly important to me, especially as a young girl, because you couldn't really watch them on television. There were very few sports opportunities for girls when I was a young girl, and they were heroes of mine. I read about them in books. I read about them in the newspaper. They were the most visible female athletes that were out there. So they really inspired me to be active and to get involved in sports.